chapter 13. In this chapter, we read about the ruined belt and the smashed flasks. Basically, where Hashem is using imagery to help Yirmiyahu and the Jewish people understand what's happening. So said Hashem to me, go and purchase for you a linen belt, place it on your waist, do not bring it into water, basically don't wash it. So I did that. I purchased a belt with accordance of Hashem's word and I placed it on my waist. Hashem then showed up to me a second time and said, take the belt that you purchased, which is on your waist, and arise and go to the city of Perat and conceal it there in the crevice of the rock. So I did that. I went and concealed it in Perat as Hashem commanded me, and I left. After a while, after many days, Hashem comes to me and says, arise, go to Perat, and take the belt that I commanded you to conceal there. So I go to Perat, and I dug, and I took the belt, which exactly where I concealed it, and behold, the belt had been ruined. It was not fit for anything. It was buried in the moist. Hashem now explains to Yirmiyahu what this means. Ko amar Hashem, so said Hashem. So will I destroy the grandeur of Yehuda and the great pride of Yerushalayim. This is for the evil people who refuse to heed my words, who walk in the desire of their heart. They followed gods to worship them and to bow, prostrate themselves before them. Therefore, the nation will eventually be like a belt, which is lo yutzlach, useless. Even today, people refer to someone who never, you know, can't get their act together. They're called a lo yutzlach. Lo yutzlach lakol. For just as a belt cleaves to the waist of man, accompanying him wherever he goes, so I have attached to me the entire house of Israel and the house of Yehuda. So said Hashem. And why did I attach you? Liyot li la'am, to be for me a nation. Ula shem, and for renown. Ula tiferet, litihila velitiferet, for praise and for splendor. But you did not heed. And therefore, it's going to nothing. Verse 12, next parable. You shall say to the Jewish people this matter. So said Hashem, God of Israel, every earthenware flask will be filled with wine. They will say to you, don't we know that every flask will be filled with wine? What's the significance of the statement? Kol nevel yimalei yayin. Everything's full of wine, every flask. Amar talem, so therefore you should tell them, so said Hashem, behold, I am filling all the inhabitants of this land who are compared to worthless flasks, including the kings of Yehuda who sit for David and his throne, and the Kohanim and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Israel, of Yerushalayim, I'm filling them with shikaron, drunkenness. I will smash them, these earthenware flasks, one against another, until they're totally smashed into nothing. And the fathers and son together, says Hashem, I will not pity and I will not spare, I will not have mercy from destroying them. So that's the second imagery. Second part of the chapter, where he's begging them to return. Hear and listen. Shimu vazinu. Don't be haughty. For Hashem has spoken, and you need to pay attention for your own sake. Give honor to the Lord your God before it grows dark and before your feet stumble, and you are hurt on the imposing mountains of the night, which are they cast a dark shadow and therefore hard to walk through. You won't be able to rise on your feet again once this hardship starts. And when it grows dark, you will hope for light, but he will transform your hope into the shadow of death and will render it a fog. Vim lo tishma'ua, but if you do not heed the warning, my soul, b'mistarim tifka nafshi, my soul will weep in hidden, concealed places, due to your pride, and my eyes, says Yirmiyahu, will weep and shed tears because the flock of the Lord, the Jewish people, will have been taken captive. Guys, do you realize I will be sobbing for you? So it's either him talking about himself or it's him giving the words of Hashem, that Hashem weeps. It's both ways of translating that. Emor lamelech. God says to Yirmiyahu, go tell the king and the ruling lady, the queen or the queen's mother, humble yourself. Sit on a low place as the crown of your splendor has come down from your heads. Right? When someone said Shiva, they go down on a low chair. So too, your reign, your great days are fallen. The cities of the south are shot due to the fear of the enemy approaching from the north. and there's no one opening them. Yehuda in its entirety is exiled. It's exiled completely. Haglas Yehuda, kula haglas shlamim. Raise your eyes and see the enemies coming from the north. Where is the flock that was given to you to watch over the entire kingdom? Where is the flock of your splendor? What will you say when Hashem gives justice for you? How will you answer when Hashem requests its return or when He punishes you? You, through your deeds, have accustomed the Babylonians to be as leaders and heads over you. Won't pangs clutch you like a woman giving birth? And if you will say in your heart, why did these tragedies befall me? Know that's because of the great amount of your sins. Your hems were revealed, your robe was lifted up, and your heels were shamefully exposed. He says, he uses a mocking expression, can a Cushite, which is dark-skinned, transform his skin and turn white? Can a leopard change its spots? That's where the expression comes, a leopard changing its spots. Namer chababuratav. If that's possible, then you'll be able to do good, as you are amongst those who are accustomed to perform evil. This is your fate and appropriate... Sorry, I will scatter them like stubble that passes from its place by the force of the wind of the wilderness. Zegoralech, this is your fate. And the appropriate portion of your measure for me, says Hashem, as punishment for the fact that you forgot me and trusted in falsehood. And I too have revealed the hems upon your face and your shame is seen. Basically, that's how an inappropriate woman is treated. She's exposed and her shame is revealed. Your adulteries and your revelry. Your lewdness and your celebrations. On hills of the fields I have seen your repugnant items. Woe to you, Yerushalayim. You will not be purified afterward. When will it be at all? In other words, you will not be repenting for a long time. What will the future hold? Quite a harsh prophecy.